You recharged and ready to go for the second half?
Absolutely. You know, my schedule's been a little bit different, so I'm only 4 games in. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, it's good to have the time off, though, to get you know, as healthy as possible. I think guys are here are really excited about the opportunity we have last half of the season to get where we want to go.
Then what do you need to do to play better on the road, and how critical is it kind of defining what you can accomplish this season to get that done on the road?
I think we have to, you know, bring a lot of energy, bring a lot of energy on the road, start fast, you know, protect the ball. I think guys are keyed into what we have to do, though. You know, we have a good game plan going in this week. You know, I think it just started about starting fast, though, for us.
Did you learn something about this group throughout the first 8 games that you maybe didn't know beforehand? You guys always had the confidence you could be a good team, but was there something that kind of stuck out in those 8 games, you think?
I mean, for me, the games that, you know, I was a part of, I think the Indianapolis game showed us a lot about each other and the kind of grit and kind of resiliency we have as a group. You know, I think we closed the first half out on a positive note with the Detroit game. For us up front, I thought it was a pivotal game for us, the way we ended the game in the fourth quarter. You know, so we know we have a lot of talent, a lot of ability, just about consistency and starting fast.
Bill said you were at the end in the fourth quarter against Detroit. You were Dwayne Brown again. I mean, did you feel like everything was clicking and all the rust had been scraped off?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, I think in those kinds of games, when you know you have to run the ball and the game's on our shoulders up front, it's a great feeling, you know, to go out there and punctuate those wins with first downs on the ground and kind of win the game we wanted to. But that was, you know, for me, the best that I felt up to this point. This is very positive and encouraging feeling going forward.
And as you're standing here right now, are you 100%?
I don't think anybody's 100%, you know. But I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling good.
I mean, you feel as good as you would normally feel in the middle of the season. I mean, there's no residual damage from the...
No setbacks. You know, typical soreness, things like that. But I'm feeling good.
You mentioned it a couple of times. How much confidence can the way you ended that game give you guys, especially as an offensive unit, trying to find that consistency all season? Man, you guys closed out the game that time. How much can that carry over to this one?
I think it just shows what we can do. You know, Detroit has a good front seven. You know, and the way we ran the ball, that gives us a lot of confidence going forward. We know it's not going to get any easier. We know Jacksonville brings a great challenge for us up front. But, you know, we just know what we can get accomplished. You know, we have to harness, you know, what we did there in that second half into a full 4 quarters, and I think we can do that.
How do you guys run the football the way you did at the end of that game early on in these games?
Like I said, you know, just starting fast, coming with energy, you know, being in sync with each other up front, being in sync with the backs, and just straining, you know, finishing our blocks, you know, not really feeling our way through the beginning of the game. I think, you know, myself and some of us have gotten accustomed to kind of feeling our way through the game, and then once you get used to it, you know, then we pick it up, but we have to come out, you know, not really putting our foot in the water, just jumping in.